A High Court judge has ruled that the names and images of three children who were the subject of child abduction proceedings can be published. It follows their father's refusal to hand them over to the authorities. In what is an extremely rare move, Mr. Justice Gareth Simons opted to lift reporting restrictions in the case in order to allow the public to help Gardaí locate the three siblings who are aged between 10 and 16. Our reporter Angus Cox is here. Angus, what's the background to this?
As you say, Rachel, it's quite rare for a judge to lift reporting restrictions in a case like this, but it's been done in order to allow the public to assist Gardaí to locate the three siblings, 10-year-old Gajpi da Silva, 13-year-old Jafide da Silva and 16-year-old Genevieve da Silva, all three believed to be with their father, Pedro da Silva. Their parents had split up some time ago and the siblings have been the subject of joint custody and access orders issued by the courts of England and Wales. Last Christmas, the children were taken to Ireland from England, where they normally reside by their father for a purported holiday. After they failed to return to England last January, the children's mother, Alice da Silva, who is separated from Mr. da Silva, brought proceedings seeking their return under the Hague Convention. That's the international agreement governing alleged child abduction. Mr. da Silva opposed that application and argued the children should be allowed to reside with him in Ireland, and they had resided in Dundalk, County Louth. The courts found there was no grave risk to the children in the event of their return to England, and that the children had expressed objections to returning to the country of their habitual residence. However, the courts here ruled that they should be returned to England, where their interests may be more carefully examined and accommodated by the authorities in that jurisdiction. Both the High Court and the Court of Appeal here directed the children be returned to England. However, the children have not been returned nor handed over to the relevant authorities by a designated deadline that expired earlier this week.
And so the matter came back before the High Court yesterday.
That's right. This has resulted in further proceedings being brought against Mr. da Silva over his refusal to comply with the court's orders, including orders seeking his attachment and possible committal to prison for contempt. Yesterday, Mr. Justice Gareth Simons made several orders against Mr. da Silva, including that he be arrested by Gardaí and brought before the court over his alleged contempt. The judge also made orders allowing An Garda Síochána and the Child Family Agency to enter the property here in Ireland, where the father and the three children have been residing, for the purposes of securing the children and bringing them before the courts. Mr. da Silva was further ordered to deliver up the children's passports to Gardaí and not to leave the jurisdiction. But yesterday, the High Court was told Gardaí had not been able to locate Mr. da Silva or the children. They were not at their address in Dundalk, and inquiries were also made to see if the family were at an address in West Dublin. The court heard Mr. da Silva had sent two emails to lawyers acting for the children's mother, which further displayed that he would not be complying with the court's orders regarding the three children. And Mr. da Silva had said in those communications that he would return the children to the UK. However, the mother's lawyer said that promise couldn't be taken seriously given his recent actions.
And because, Angus, of this ongoing refusal to comply, the court was asked to make orders directing Gardaí to issue what's known as a cry alert.
Yes, arising out of the court's decision, Gardaí may issue a Child Rescue Ireland, CRI, or abbreviated to CRI alert, in respect of the siblings due to concerns about their safety and welfare. This would mean that the children's pictures and names would be published in media as well as on social media. The judge accepted that Mr. da Silva would reject any contention that the three children's safety and well-being was at risk. However, he said he had no option other than to direct Gardaí to issue the public alert, given what he called the flagrant breach of the court's orders regarding the children. In order to do this, the judge said he was lifting orders previously granted by the courts preventing media from identifying any of the parties involved. Normally, parties involved in child abduction proceedings, they're anonymised due to the ages of the children involved.
Is there any update, though, on whether a CRI or a cry alert has actually been issued in respect of these children?
As of yet, Gardaí have said they may issue a cry alert. They have not confirmed anything more than that at this stage, or what additional steps, if any, were taken arising from this court order.
Angus, thank you very much for that. Our reporter, Angus Cox, at 20 past 7.